That is basically the way the media works. Convincing, convincing, convincing. You gotta watch the movie V for Vendetta. There's a scene where Evie talks to V. That's a beautiful painting. Who made it? Evie says, my father. He used to say that artists use lies to tell the truth while politicians use the truth to cover up for their lies. He says the same thing to her during the scene where she wakes up. Shut up! I don't want to hear your lies. Your own father said that artists use lies to tell the truth. Yes, I created a lie, but with that lie, you notice something about yourself. What is the population who advocates Charlie Kirk revealed? That they're stupid. Now, that's not a general statement to say that everyone is stupid. That is a statement that means whoever is gullible enough to take a celebrity seriously on the internet and in the mainstream media is stupid. Being misinformed and uninformed and not educated enough to know about something is totally different. You get me about cars, I don't know shit about cars. I may know about the Koenigsegg, but because I own one. But I don't anticipate someone else to know about it if they don't know about it. Same thing with the people in the media. There are assholes, and there are people who are not educated enough to know about the media. Now his fucking acclaimed wife is causing war because she's acting like she's angry. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she's all in on the con. I wouldn't even be a bit surprised if Donald is in on the con. Whole media is in on the con. Go look in the right places and you will find out that Charlie Kirk is an antichrist. Because only an antichrist would say that Moses was a murderer. And he quotes it if you look on YouTube in a search engine with the most recent films. If you type in Tilly Charlie Kirk Parliament Debate, where he debates with a blonde woman and she asks him about religion, he blatantly says it on film, and don't give me this fucking shit that it's AI. Yes, AI is being used for a lot of films to falsely accuse people, but don't use that as a form of denial. There's one film of him arguing over religion. There's another film of him arguing with a guy who he's claiming to the black guy, that you have to be married in order to be happy. No, you don't have to be married. There are people who out there who are happily single because they're waiting for the right one. But of course, Charlie fucking Kirk doesn't want to say that. Doesn't want to admit that either. Now, I must warn you, I'm about to go in different directions, so please forgive me if I sound confusing. I'm going to run from one area to the other, and sometimes if I'm thinking fast, sometimes I don't always think in chronological order. The minute Charlie Kirk claimed that Moses was an antichrist, he sealed his own fate. Now, whether according to the consequences, I do not know, because I am not God himself. I do not know the way things go. But I can guarantee you, according to my approach, Charlie Kirk had the consequences of ticking way too many people off. Now that the thought has ran through my mind, I will say I really do hope that Charlie's wife gets the same consequences by getting shot. And I don't mean that in an antichrist way. I mean that in a consequential way. I am advocating that Charlie Kirk's wife gets shot. Not the kids, the wife. Because the kids shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of their own parents' stupidity. Like my mother usually says, the kids shouldn't have to worry, shouldn't have to suffer for the sins of the adults who make the mistake. Now I'm advocating all the reporters getting shot too. Because they're the ones who are defending an antichrist, which makes them an antichrist. Anyone who defends Charlie Kirk as an antichrist, no, I do not apologize for saying that. Anyone who defends him is an antichrist, unless you are misinformed. Like I said, you cannot know enough about something to be innocent, but you got people out there who are blatantly defending them because they're brainwashed, they're in on the media, and they're assholes. Do your research. Now that second thought has passed through my mind, I'm even becoming 50-50 on Alex Jones. I once was an advocate of him, but now I'm a 50-50. I once was an advocate of Netanyahu. Now, fuck Netanyahu. I'm no longer an advocate of Netanyahu. Now, Netanyahu, according to me, and according to what I've seen, Netanyahu is also going to be considered an antichrist. He is an antichrist. He does not deserve to call himself Jewish. I am more of an advocate of Moses, and I'm not even Jewish. Moses is one of God's biggest advocates going. And biggest, highest, what's the word? I'm thinking of too many different things. Moses is one of God's highest prophets after John the Baptist. Donald Trump, he's an antichrist too. So yes, I advocate someone to shoot Charlie Kirk's wife too. She is a total bitch. So when you look at all this shit, yes, I'm thankful that the cops in England disrupted the protest. If there was one there. If it's not AI, because someone put a film on YouTube of a supposed protest over in London where they're all getting together to advocate Charlie's, whatever the blazes did, the memorial. Yeah, okay. Take the movie for V for Vendetta. That's what that scene is from. Someone took the film, brightened it, and called it a London protest. Who's to say that that's not the protest against the foreigners? Everyone's coming out. Now that my mind is going in chronological order, Russell Brand, I'm lost faith in him. He was an educated guy, but now considering he's advocating Charlie Kirk as being some kind of martyr? No, I'm sorry, Russell Brand, I'm done with you. You may be educated about what the government is doing, but I'm done with you. Including other people who I have most recently subscribed to. You may agree that he's a fascist asshole. Did he deserve to get shot? Yes, he did. Because that's consequences. When you get too much of a big of an ego on you, When you claim to be religious and at the same time trying to advocate people that you are some kind of religious leader, you're not a religious leader. You're not a Christian if you're going to advocate Moses being an antichrist. Sorry, you're done. And considering one of the films I found on Snapchat and TikTok, which I went against my better judgment, a 13-year-old goes on TikTok and asks them, what do you think about the difference between public schooling and private schooling? Homeschooling, not private, because it's a difference. And he said, oh, people who are homeschooled are smarter. Don't you call a 13-year-old stupid when she goes to public schooling? When I was in the 90s, we were all street smart. We're all family. We're all educated. Don't you call a 13-year-old stupid, you fucking antichrist. I'm thankful he's dead. And I'm not in an antichrist way either, not in a sadistic way. I'm thankful he's dead because he can't spread any more abuse to anyone. Now all of a sudden they're having a memorial for him. The thing that the scary and sad thing is, they're giving him a national holiday. Now, in high defense of God himself, this coming December 25th, Christmas. And it's sad for me to ask publicly, how are they going to treat Charlie compared to Christmas? That I'm going to be angry over, because I'm a devout Catholic, even though I do have my quirks. I'm going to treat Charlie's holiday, if they do make the mistake of giving him one, I'm going to treat Charlie's holiday the same way I treat the fucking Juneteenth shit. When you analyze the crime scene, okay, all there is nothing but brainwashing. And I'm going to say it several times to prove a point. I advocate the assassination of every politician and every reporter going. What is wrong with this country? You made it. You know what's wrong with it. Anyone who's against Charlie is against us. Good, I'm against you. Thank you for telling the truth for one time in your life. I'm against Charlie for a good reason. Because he's a verbal abuser. And like I said before, I want to meet that girl. The two girls and the guy. Okay? The one that about the protest in Utah, whatever, wherever it was. And that one university where he met that blonde girl who asked him about abortion. It was the one where Vivek Ramaswamy was his assistant. I want to meet the blonde girl. I want to meet her. I want to meet the other girl who was asking him about the immigration. He was arguing with her about the illegals who were considered criminals. I want to meet her too. I want to meet the guy who considered himself a conservative liberal. He wants to hear what your thoughts are. I want to meet the three of them. In the progressive sense, because my hat's off to all three, my kudos to all three of them for confronting him. It was the blonde girl who said, I want to question your ego and I want to confront you about your ego. I thought this was a talk show. And he got offended.